Zen and the Art of Watching TV by Bernard McGrain. For an experiment, students were asked to watch TV consciously. Insofar as this sort of Zen and the art of TV watching, I said to them, I want you to watch TV with acute awareness, mindfulness, and precision. This experiment is about observing television scientifically with beginner's mind, rather than watching television passively with programmed mind. The purpose of our un-TV experiment is to provoke us into seeing television as opposed to merely looking, and to stop the world as the first step to seeing. Here we engage in stopping the world by stopping the television. 1. Watch any TV show for 15 minutes without turning on the sound. 2. Watch any news program for 15 minutes without turning on the sound. And 3. Watch the television set for 1/2 hour without turning it on. Almost every household's living room is arranged around the television set. As a weight room is arranged for weight training, our living rooms are arranged for TV training. The furniture is purposely arranged for the transcendent practice of watching TV, rather than for the imminent human practice of communication or interaction. The TV gives us only the illusion of being. It reinforces security by presenting danger, ignorance by presenting news, lethargy by presenting excitement, isolation by promising participation. The media confines reality to itself, and it limits knowledge by giving the illusion of knowledge. In the same way that the most effective way to deflect, diffuse, and terminate a social movement is to announce that it's been achieved, the feminist movement must contend with this on an almost daily basis, the most effective way to deflect inquiry is to present it as fulfilled. TV acts in this guise as a thinking presentation device that offers non-experience as experience and not knowingness as knowing. It is easier to shorten attention spans and increase distraction than to lengthen attention spans, increase concentration, and still the mind. There's an old Zen analogy that the way to calm, clear, and quiet the mind is similar to the way to clear a muddy pool, not by action, by doing, by stirring it up, but by stillness, by letting it be, by letting it settle itself. The function of TV is to create, maintain, and constantly reinforce what, in the Zen tradition, is often called monkey mind. The question to ask is, what's the good of a jumpy, volatile, scattered, and hyper monkey mind?